Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is not a jazz programme on BBC Radio 4. This is a jazz programme with music that you will enjoy. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, presented at this time every week by myself, John Yule, and my dear friend, Michael Coates. We kicked off this week with former Ray Charles tenor player Ricky Woodard. He took the lead there early in his career, back in August 1995. And I suppose it was fairly early in the careers also of Oscar Brasher, who was on trumpet, Cedar Walton on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. The album is called The Silver Strut, which was recorded at the Sage & Sound studio in Los Angeles. And although inspired by Horace Silver, none of Horace's own compositions are actually featured on the selected numbers on the album. That was, in fact, a Hank Mobley composition called Take Your Pick. Staying in California, the late San Francisco songstress Wesla Whitfield, now singing a song from her collection Let's Get Lost, the songs of Jimmy McHugh, with her or her husband Mike Grenzel on piano, Gary Foster on clarinet, Michael Moore on drums, Michael Moore on bass, Joe LaBarbera on drums, and also on clarinet Ken Poplawski. The late Ken, who sadly passed away quite recently, and for whom there was a huge turnout of both musicians and non-musicians, at a memorial service which took place at St. Peter's Church in New York City on May the 19th. Composed then by Jimmy McHugh and Ted Kohler in 1935, and originally recorded by Louis Armstrong, this track, Up and Coming, was actually recorded at the Fantasy Studios in Berkeley on the 15th of May 2000. Here's Wesla Whitfield then with I've Got My Fingers Crossed.
I just found out about love and I like it. I like it. I like what love has been doing to me. I hold you close in my arms and I like it, I like it. Oh, what a wonderful future I see. I just found out about love and I like it, I like it. I like what love has been doing to me. I hold you close in my arms and I like it, I like it. Oh, what a wonderful future I see. It's a one time only, it's a lifetime deal, and I know it's real. I can tell by the way that I feel. Right now I'm living it up and I like it. Hey, you, give me a clue. What's love been doing to you? Looks like you could be liking it too. I like what love has been doing to me.
Thank you.
my fingers crossed. Not that I'm superstitious, I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Don't want no trouble with old man trouble, and that goes double on account of because I'm in love. Yeah, I got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I've got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. I don't want no trouble with old man trouble, and that goes double on account of because I'm in love. I got my fingers crossed. This thrill is so delicious. I'm afraid it's too good. I'm afraid it's too good to be true.
Two offerings there from Wessel Whitfield's album Let's Get Lost, the songs of Jimmy McHugh. We heard I Just Found Out About Love, which was written with Jimmy, with Ted Kohler in 1935 for a disastrously short-lived show called Strip for Action. And then we heard the later composition, I've Got My Fingers Crossed, which he wrote with, who was it now? Ted Kohler, that's right. Two new releases from me this week. The first is the new album from Canadian singer and vocalist Bria Skomberg, who very much concentrates on her instrumental skills on her new album Brass, which only includes one vocal track. Four of the eight tracks are Bria's own compositions, and this is one of them. So it goes.
Thank you. Thank you.
This album, beautifully recorded, this new album from Bria Skomberg, at the Summer Eye Studios in New York City, and it was recorded on the 31st of July and 1st of August 2025. The lineup throughout comprises of Bria Skomberg, of course, on trumpets and the one vocal, as I mentioned earlier on. Luther Allison is on piano and Hammond organ. Eric Wheeler is on bass. Darren Douglas is on drums and percussion. Plus, on the following track only, an additional trumpeter, and that's Kellyn Hallis. A composition from 1961 from Frank Lesser, and of course it's from his show, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Brotherhood of Man from Bria Skomberg.
Thank you.
Bryce Scumberg's brand new album is called Brass and is on the Cellar Records label. The song It Never Entered My Mind was written by Rodgers and Hart for the 1940 show Higher and Higher. It has been recorded endless times, but is perhaps most associated with Frank Sinatra, who, although starring in the film version of Higher and Higher, did not sing it in the film. In fact, it isn't in the movie at all, and the entire score was dumped from the original Rodgers and Hart stage musical, and replaced by a completely different score by different writers, bar one exception, actually. So as I say, they went into the film with a completely new score than the one that was originally on Broadway. Rodgers and Hart weren't good enough for them, apparently. Anyway, the song It Never Entered My Mind, we're now going to hear, sung for us now by Madeline Eastman. It's from her album Art Attack, which was recorded at the Munich Annex in Menlo Park, California, and released in 1994. So this is the second San Francisco-based singer on the show today. Accompanying Madeline Eastman is the swing-time house pianist Kenny Barron.
Once I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me that I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered. Have what I lack myself. And now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you want. You scorn me, I'd sing a maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never enter my mind.
Madeline Eastman here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with this first hour presented by myself, John Yule. On to this week's gig guide, which is not going to take very long at all to go through this week. You can tell it's the middle of the summer almost, can't you? The Lascar on Wednesday evening, the 3rd of June, they'll be presenting the Bishop Hafner Quartet. This is an Anglo-Swiss collaboration, playing music that is engaging, open and melodic. The band comprises of the guitarist Alex Bishop, the vocalist Molly Davis, the bass player Leah Scheffler, and the drummer is Casper Hafner. I assume there'll be a gig at Cabana's on Thursday night, and I assume there'll be some gigs in Leopold Square during the weekend in the afternoons, but I'm afraid there's just no information available at the moment. An early heads-up, however, for Worksop Library next Tuesday evening, when they'll be presenting a band called Sharp Little Bones, which features the very popular saxophonist Tony Coffey. We've already heard Jeff Hamilton on drums today. Here he is as leader of his own trio, and as usual, he's appearing with Tamir Hendelman on piano and John Hamer on drums. This is the excellent album, Catches If You Can, recorded at Studio B in Capitol Studios in Hollywood back in August 2019, and how I wish they would record a new album. Since these recordings 7 years ago, all they have been able to offer us has been a Christmas offering. Remembering Jeff's days in the Woody Herman band here, he includes the Ralph Burns composition, Bijou.
Thank you.
The other new release this week now, and this is something I've been waiting for a very long time. Over 2 years ago, Kurt Elling told me that he would be later that year, 2024, be recording with the WDR Big Band. Well, it's finally arrived. The album is called The Brass Palace, and this is what happens when the world's best singer meets the world's best big band. As Kurt says, the idea was a complete merger of voice and band as opposed to the musicians simply backing the singer. Written by Wayne Shorter and arranged by Tim Hoggins, we have a trombone solo from Andy Hunter, and indeed Kurt Elling wrote the lyrics himself to what we've always known as Speak No Evil, but for some reason is now known as They Speak No Evil.
Tunnels and tunnels and streams over the gunnels of life, busting up streets and towers and emptied out alleyways, seeping through city maze. The people made, the people unmade, the generations lighting up our rooms of shade. The people fated, fade, two behind you and the four behind them together. Even for those who sleep against the doorways of the harrowing highways, even then a lighted skyway. Long sleeping on, riding a ream, a reverie stream, a gleam, extreme after the life dream. 428, 256, 512, 1024. The lives of those whose times have come before you lie in wait at the door. More than the stars, you count the people pushing up under the floors and washing up on memory shores. Holding up your history's core, rapes, loves, slaves, lords, fakes, and whores. Massive wars, coupled with their joys and pains on a breathless dance floor. Somewhere in your past, a starving mother cried for mercy from an overlord. Somewhere one killed another. Somewhere in your past, a man arose to save a village just by praying to a god no one recalls anymore. somewhere, an outcast somewhere. One king took a dozen lovers at a single daybreak. The radiation of the past, past everything we're breathing, all the lies will soon be leaving to the ultimate foundation. Back to the single face in the deepest pool, the rule. It glows, it waits like jewels, ground up in the glittering sidewalks.
Kurt once said to me that in trying to find new projects, he often studies solos of great musicians to see if he can then adapt the content for himself. That was a prime example. The album was recorded at Studio 4 in Cologne between the 1st and 5th of October 2024. Just 6 tracks, the average length of which is over 7 minutes, and different arrangements supplied by members of the WDR Big Band, conducted by Bob Mincer. So, having heard Kurt adapt the artistry of Wayne Shorter, here he gets to work on John Scofield. Lyrics by Nina Clark, arrangement by Jim McNeely, and the tenor solo is by Ben Fitzpatrick. Here's Kurt Elling, the WDR Big Band, and My Very Own Ride.
And it's gonna be free of trouble and free of strife. Sure, I might not have thought it all through, but I'm not gonna spend the rest of my life sucking up to you.
my plan, gonna see where it goes. And I bet you, by golly, it'll get me on my toes. I feel my way till I come to a bend. It's a slide, I tell you, never comes to the end. It's your friend. So blank down, so go friendly, dig a bump, all the down, down. But you down, look at all. Look at that, 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 the way down. Was like a light bulb in a cartoon. And once a little bird stopped buzzing around my head, then I sang again. My, oh my, I was sinking. Now I lost the track of my thread. So I wrote down a list on my hand just to get it all straight and figure out where it is that I stand. And my priorities, they looked all shiny and new. And at the top of the list was, I'm really done getting screwed on every little detail. It's almost as if you assume I was born on the day before today. Brilliant dreams and silver land schemes start to rust to, oh, make me cuss, oh, buster, your monster mistook me from in the mood. Down,
life. And it's gonna be free of trouble and free of strife. I shunned my mind and I thought it all through. Ha! But I'm not gonna spend the rest of my life sucking up to you. I got my plan, gonna see where it goes. And I'll fetch a back belly, it'll give me all my toes. I feel my way till I come to bend. It's a slide, I'll tell you, it never comes to the end. It's your friend. At the wheel of my very own ride. My Jeep on fire.
Bite and Absorb It, the new album from Kurt Elling and WDR Big Band, is called In the Brass Palace, and it's released now in the UK on Big Shoulder Records. And that will be the penultimate track in this first hour of Swing Time. I will not be with you next week as things stand. I'll be leaving you next week in the very capable hands of Michael Coates, who'll be doing 2 hours of the show starting at the usual 1 o'clock time. And indeed, he'll be doing the final 1 hour rather of the show this week. And he'll be taking over from me at the turn of the hour. And to take us to the end of this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live with me, John Yule, we are returning to where we started. Here's Ricky Woodard, and this is his take on the Hoagie Carmichael standard, Stardust.